This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For another hour, What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Want a splash pool in your backyard for when summer actually arrives? Call today, you'll have one in a week, ready to go. That's how quick they do it at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And for your wellness, sauna, hot tub, you're better above the water, below the water, induce a fever, and, good things happen, folks. Everything gets better. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Fargo, actually West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck, too.
For the stars and stripes.
That's where we're at, USA, baby.
And the eagle flies.
Senator Kevin Cramer joins us for the Talk Radio Town Hall Hour on the program. Senator, welcome back to the Talk Radio Town Hall.
It's good to be back, Scott, as always.
Glad to have you. Senator Cramer is making his way to beautiful Rapid City, South Dakota today. How about that?
More importantly, I'm making my way through beautiful North Dakota on my way to Rapid City.
Yeah, beautiful, 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 beautiful.
Everything's green in western North Dakota right now, Scott. And we haven't been able to say that for a long time, as you know.
Yeah, it is lush. It is so incredible. It's wonderful. And good luck to Abel in soccer this weekend, too. So the soccer parents are back at it. That'll be great. We have a lot to cover today on the program, so I want to get to it. I know there's calls already waiting for you today on the program. I want to start with gun control, if we can. President Biden said some really strange things last night. For one, he's got a laundry list of things that he wants to accomplish. But my favorite thing was that we shouldn't even debate the issue. I mean, he actually said we shouldn't debate the issue. This is just, I guess this isn't America anymore. It's communist China now. We don't debate things. I don't know what you think of that, but I mean, is gun control to the point where what happened in the Texas now leads us to believe you don't even debate it? You just do what they want?
Well, on that first point, it should not surprise us that the people who would want to take away your Second Amendment rights would like to start by taking away your First Amendment rights. This is a common ongoing trend with the left. And, what Democratic president wouldn't love to be the dictator instead of the president of the freest country in the world? But the confusion over guns and the Second Amendment that's constantly perpetrated by these guys is largely embedded in their lack of respect for the founding document itself, the Constitution of the United States, and their lack of understanding of just how precious and how special American freedom really is. So for the president of the freest country in the world to start any type of a conversation with, we shouldn't even debate this. At that point, all TVs should just be turned off in our country. Because that's not a serious leader of a free country.
What do you anticipate is going to be debated? What do you see as a possible outcome for? I mean, obviously they want the kitchen sink. They're throwing all kinds of things there. But what do you think is something that maybe some of your Republican colleagues would go along with that we need to worry about?
Sure. So first of all, let me just say, unlike Joe Biden, I'm not opposed to debating anything or everything. One thing you know about me, Scott, is I never start a conversation by saying that's a non-starter or take that off the table or I'm not talking. The reality is we need to have a robust debate, and I don't care how wacky your ideas are. I'm happy to listen to them. Now, if you can't fit them in the parameters of the United States Constitution, it's not going to go anywhere, but you lay it out there if you want. Second of all, to the point of your question, I think where the vast majority of Republicans are, and it was outlined pretty clearly in a very succinct way by Mitch McConnell last week, if they want to talk of hardening our schools, and I don't know if he put it that way, but, providing more protection around our schools, protecting our children, and mental health issues, you know, let's have a discussion. But you're going to have a hard time getting Republicans beyond any of that stuff. Now, you'll hear occasionally references to red flag laws, and some states have red flag laws, as you know. And not all red flag laws are equal, right? They run the gamut. That's always a bit alarming to gun rights advocates like me and you and many in North Dakota. But there's talk now of, at least among some Republicans, that if you could have some sort of a process that was adjudicated, in other words, the red flag created an opportunity or an intervention that then required adjudication prior to losing a Second Amendment right, there might be some Republicans open to that. But the problem with that, Scott, is we already sort of have that, right? I mean, you can commit people. There's a process for committing people who are a danger to themselves and to others. Counselors, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, you know, family members that you know, recognize that somebody might do harm to themselves or to others can petition and then have a evidentiary hearing of some sort that could ultimately, at least temporarily, remove somebody's access to weapons that could hurt themselves. The problem with some of that is that it is nearly impossible to the point of almost completely discouraging to even try that. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's some discussion about some sort of a due process red flag. But I'm not sure 10 Republicans are getting on board with that even. But at least I think some will be talking about that. Otherwise, I think it's going to be hardening schools, you know, and then mental health issues. And the mental health issues, by the way, I don't want to oversimplify those either, because we're even on the red flag issue. Because if there's one thing that Americans value as much as their Second Amendment rights, it's their personal privacy, right? And so we, you know, having gone through this pandemic at a time when, by the way, the media and everybody else who, you know, has violated personal privacy, and they do it to me all the time because they demand to know, they think America needs to know whether I'm, quote, vaccinated, or do I have a booster, or have a, you know, what is my personal health as it relates to the pandemic. So we're having an interesting family discussion around those personal privacy issues anyway. And so I think that's, if it goes anywhere, that's where the discussion will go. Beyond that, there will be attempts, Scott, for Democrats to push some sort of a vote on something that they think could entrap or could embarrass Republicans. But I don't think most Republicans are afraid of that vote.
Mike in Fargo for Senator Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall, 701-258-0550. Text us at 701-237-1590 with your questions. Go ahead, Mike.
Is that Mike?
It is, sir. Go ahead.
From my understanding, the legislation was passed regarding our protections of our ARs and similar weapons. Can you elaborate on that, if there is such a thing?
So I didn't hear all of that, but I think what Mike, he's talking about AR-15s, right, and or ARs in general. And then whether or not, what are you asking about the Democratic legislation and what they wanted to do with regard to removing some of that?
Well, here in North Dakota, my understanding was the legislation passed
with regard to
protections of our rights.
Yeah.
From the federal government.
I don't know what North Dakota has done, Mike, specifically. We could certainly dig that up, I'm sure, before the end of the show. And there's probably a North Dakota legislator or two that would love to weigh in on it. But you raise an important point, and that is, I think it's great that for states that, like North Dakota, to pass their own legislation, to try to make the point that we have rights here, that these, the Second Amendment is a constitutional guaranteed right. I'm a big advocate of concealed carry, for example, and a big advocate of reciprocity, because, you know, there's not many things that the federal government is supposed to do, but protecting Second Amendment rights is one of those things. And I think that gun laws ought to be universal throughout the country. And by the way, there have been test cases that have favored gun protections, even in Washington, D.C. So, but I'm not familiar with the details of the North Dakota law.
Okay, thank you.
Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Craig in Moorhead, Minnesota, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Senator, since I can't talk to Klobuchar, and luckily I have this access to the senator, do you ever get a chance to talk to these nut jobs? Am I supposed to just throw all my magazines that are larger than 10 in the garbage if they get their way? And the people that own AR-15s, are they just supposed to, like, run over them with a bulldozer? What do these nut jobs want? And should I be able to sue Ford because somebody smashes into me and there's nothing wrong with the Ford they were driving? I mean, they're nuts. Do you get a chance to, on a one-on-one with these nuts? All this off the radio.
Yeah. Well, so he makes some really valid points. I love the last one you made because I think Craig highlights the frustration that those of us have, and that is the weapon of choice is not the issue. The issue is the person that uses the weapon, whether it's their vehicle, a knife, a handgun, an AR. And to answer his question, I do talk to these people on a regular basis. And they just have a very different view of this whole issue, Scott. After the break, I'm happy to elaborate a little bit on some of my
thoughts. Well, let's do that. Plus, Tony in Rapid City, John and Minot, Jamie and Bismarck coming up on What's On Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest. Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the point of the program where we make everybody hungry. Tell you what's for lunch today at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Valley City fish and fries or chipped beef today. Pulled pork and Harwood. Fried or baked chicken. Or Mac and Beef, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. 12th and I-29, meatball subs today, MP Avenue, Chef's Choice, Country Fried Steak in Glendon, Tater Tot Hot Dish on 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. All right, you wanted to finish with Craig and Moorhead.
Well, first of all, if there was a PetroServe in Dickinson, I'd be having tater tots and pulled pork here in a little bit. But anyway, So several things, really. But on the gun issue, so the House, the U.S. House, had a, quote, emergency markup. What a markup is that's a vote in committee on legislation yesterday. And I didn't see the outcome of it. I don't know if they had the vote. You probably know more than I did, but Craig was talking about some of these issues that they're always targeting, right? The ARs, the size of the magazine. And when we have these discussions, in fact, I was literally, Scott, I want to say 4 years ago, I was in New York talking to some financial folks, which is, you know, New York's full of course. And literally a guy asked me, a Republican asked me, he said, do people like in North Dakota and stuff, do they actually really carry guns? And it was such a great moment for me because it illustrated how very, very different our cultures are. And of course, Manhattan and North Dakota, you couldn't get much different, right? But this was a conservative Republican who's asked an honest, inquisitive question about the culture of carrying guns. So it's no wonder that the people are confused. And but here's one of the problems I think, Scott, and I think this may get cleared up a little bit. When we talk about the Second Amendment, and when I say we, I use the term loosely because most people listening to this show have no trouble talking about it with clarity. But we often, you know, sort of gravitate to the shotguns, to you know, protecting our rights as outdoorsmen and all that. And every now and then it's I think helpful to inform people who don't understand the West or the frontier or even our American history. The Second Amendment was to protect ourselves against an intrusive government. And so the size of a weapon really isn't at issue any more than the weapon itself, any more than a vehicle is. It's about America's liberty and freedom and the protection of it and the rich history of our militias. And so this is the kind of conversation I like to have with people, particularly liberals from other parts of the country where gun ownership isn't as ubiquitous as it is, in North Dakota. Because it's really kind of a light bulb moment for a lot of them. No,
yeah, help them, you know, at least, and, you know, just reciting the same old thing isn't going to change any minds, but at least help them understand a little
right.
bit how things are different. By the way, there are reports, Gun Owners of America's got a thing out that Lindsey Graham and others are putting the final touches on a bipartisan gun control framework. You know, again, that makes me nervous, and the listeners nervous. Should we be nervous about a, quote-unquote, in a 50-50 Senate, a bipartisan gun legislation?
Well, not until we see the actual language. I will tell you, Scott, what I get more comfort out of is knowing that Democrats won't agree to something as easily as, you know, even as,
sure.
as difficult as it is for us to get, that's sort of just getting rid of guns.
Yeah, right.
Because they have a hard time answering to their extreme base if they do anything that doesn't get rid of guns. Now, maybe they tweak the NICS a little bit, the National Instant Criminal, you know, background check issue. Listing issue, and there probably are some room for improvement, not so much in tweaking the law as enforcing it at the local and state levels, which is what we attempted to do a few years ago. I might just add one more thing. You know, Senator Gene Shaheen and I, and Gene is a Democrat, of course, from New Hampshire, we did introduce some legislation this year. It has nothing to do with guns, but it does have to, what it does have to do is steering some of the revenue or some of the appropriations for schools towards encouraging more school counselors, more people going into school counseling, so that if they have an education and background in social work or counseling or psychology, to incentivize them to go in and work in education to help students, at a more granular level with things that that might lead them to be violent.
Let's get back to the phones here. Tony, Rapid City for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go, Tony.
Coming your way, Tony.
Thanks for having me on. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, sir. Yep, go ahead.
Okay. Sounds good. A little static there. So, yeah, thanks for having me on the show. So I'm a current sitting state representative here in South Dakota. From kind of the current climate of politics these days, I'm very concerned about where things are going, obviously, and we're talking about gun the Second Amendment on the national level, and then, of course, in the states will actually be the ultimate arbiter of whether those rights stand, because, you know, it's kind of the last line of defense as far as that's kind of how I look at myself and how we work to protect the Second Amendment rights in our state. One of the problems that I see is South Dakota is, and I don't know how much time I've got, I'll try to be quick, but in South Dakota, we are one of the supermajority red states or Republican states. Okay. Well, the facade with that is we've had over time continual infiltration from Democrats into the Republican Party, and that's happened a lot here in South Dakota. So South Dakota's not really red. We're more purple, if that. As a matter of fact, you know, hitting closer to home this year, there's a candidate where my district mate and I are being primaried. One of the candidates just switched from Republican or from Democrat to Republican back in December.
Yeah, and you're describing what happens in a supermajority red state. Do you see that as the current state of North Dakota, like Tony does for South Dakota, Senator?
Well, there's no question that our tent is much larger than the Democrat tent. Their very liberal fringe element has squeezed moderate Democrats out of their party. And we've been a welcoming, you know, big tent for more moderate Democrats. I think it's weakened our entire system to some degree, in that you don't have the type of political competition between parties that we ought to have that you know, I think is a better check and balance. That said, I don't see it necessarily as a weakness for the Republican Party, but I do see it as certainly as a challenge. But at the end of the day, when it comes to whether it's climate issues or gun issues, boy, our states are not very, you know, we may have a little wiggle room, but we don't have very much wiggle room to throw common sense right out the window. I think if the left could take over states like North Dakota and South Dakota, they'd be stronger in the Democratic Party.
We did, by the way, find out that, thanks to Dave Nearing, that the House Bill 1383 passed with emergency declaration prohibits any state or political subdivision law enforcement from providing assistance to federal law enforcement for any federal firearm law that is more restrictive than the state laws. So you were right. That's a law.
Yeah, that's a great point. And here's what's interesting. So even back to the South Dakota legislator, we have what we have to watch out for, to his point, are some states that try to have a law that is takes away your guns when the federal government guarantees it. So then what is the federal government going to do? Is the federal government going to come to those states and say, no, you do not have this right? The states have a lot of rights, but this is not one of them.
Yeah.
The rights belong to the individuals.
More with Senator Kevin Cramer of the Talk Radio Town Hall after a short time out. 800-228-0550 to call us, 237-1590 to text us.
It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Ramkota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck. Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with the social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th in Bismarck.
Stratacorp is hiring. Don't miss a hiring event Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks and in West Fargo. Strat has been a North Dakota-based family-owned company for more than a century. They're looking for solid people to join the team at Stratacorp. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Grand Forks at 1600 North 48th Street. In West Fargo, 210 12th Avenue Northwest. On-site interviews. Ask about a $2,500 sign-on bonus for ready-mix drivers. Stratacorp. Hiring. Wednesday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Don't miss it.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Drivers are digging deeper into their wallets just to get to work. Gas prices are at a new record high this morning. AAA updated the numbers overnight, showing another 5-cent jump to $4.76 a gallon. That's up 14 cents in the past 3 days. California remains the most expensive to fill up, $6.24 a gallon. 7 states are next, topping $5, with Michigan closing in. Georgia is the cheapest place at $4.22. It's day 100 of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Recent days have seen Russian forces gain significant ground in Ukraine's eastern Donbas region. Reports out of the United Kingdom claim Russia now controls more than 90% of the region of Luhansk. National Hockey League playoffs continue between the Tampa Bay Lightning and the New York Rangers at Madison Square Garden, 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by MyPillow. The slippers, moccasins, or slip-ons are $90 off. And I know what I'm going to get sometime about midweek next week. They're going to say, Scott, no more. And I'll say, well, I'm in Norway, so we'll have to go at least one more day, one more week. But it's going to end soon. So if you want that great deal on the slippers, under $50, $90 off, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. We thank our fine sponsors. They're partners, folks. They keep this radio program on the air. So when you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028, you're helping this program. You're helping our partners. It's a win-win, just like our friends at Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider with broad nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the other major carriers, plans to fit any budget. They have a heck of a deal, special discounts for veterans and first responders, and for multi-line accounts. Support a company that loves America, loves you, and shares your values. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. PatriotMobile.com/flag family. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer in the talk radio town hall. And was there one more thing you wanted to add to that, or are we going to go to the next calls here?
I don't remember.
I don't either. My apologies. We got
to. It happens to me a lot lately.
We got to keep moving. But listen, I want to ask you about a couple quick things before I get rapid fire back into the calls. We had a call yesterday about a potential shortage, and the caller was quick to say, "You know what? A rumor can start really fast with one trucker." He says, "So I don't know if this is true or not," but he said this diesel DEF, it's called, which is diesel exhaust fluid. Is we understand because of the shortage of the supply chain issues and urea that trucks can't roll without it. This could shut down trucks. We forwarded that on to you yesterday. Any news on that front?
There's a lot of news on it. First of all, it's not a rumor by one trucker. It's a problem because I think you mentioned urea is the main ingredient in DEF. It's also the main ingredient in fertilizer. And obviously, we have a supply chain that's broken. We have obviously the Russian-Ukraine situation is a big part of that problem, and the price of natural gas, which is a major, you know, obviously part of manufacturing it, is a major problem. We do have a lot of it in the United States, but some DEF production is being curtailed for fertilizer production, and so. In fact, even a year ago when there wasn't a shortage, there was an anti-dumping case against Russia that resulted in huge tariffs, which drove the price up. And so the point being that we are in a bit of a crisis when it comes to DEF right now. Here's what I checked into. There are a couple things I wanted to see about. One is, can we get some sort of a waiver on the standards that are, you know, pushes or makes this a requirement, this additive a requirement. The problem is we kind of can't, because most, at least recently built trucks and truck engines, diesel engines, require it. And they have, you know, monitors of the DEF tank. If it gets too low, you know, it lets you know it's too low. And that, of course, that means there's other monitoring that goes on, including some engines that automatically turn themselves off if it's, you know, if the DEF gets too low. So, you know, we're going to continue looking further into it, try to get more production done. Some of the larger producers include Berkshire Hathaway is a large investor. BlackRock's a large investor. So there's, of course, a lot of speculation that, you know, maybe some of these do-gooders are doing their part to drive up the cost of fuel. And I'm not subscribing to that conspiracy, but I will tell you this. What bothers me, Scott, about a lot of this, and I listened to just the tail end of your interview with Governor Burgum, who raised the issue of this administration's policies. Every day there's another policy that comes out from this administration that drives up the cost of fuel. Yesterday, the EPA administrator signed a rule that would drive up the regulations, thus the cost of actually storing and moving gasoline. Can you imagine at a time when gasoline, even in North Dakota, is $4.50 a gallon, at the lowest end with 10% ethanol in it, the lowest price, that now they want to add to the burden of storing and moving gasoline with another executive order? So it's, you know, it's a longer answer than you asked for, but we're on the DEF thing. Thanks for raising it. It is a real issue. I think the supply chain will get better in terms of more of a domestic supply chain. But this is the result, again, of Russia, Ukraine, and some other places. Trinidad is another area where we get a lot of urea. Tobago is another area we get a lot of urea, and they're not providing it either.
Sounds like it might be an opportunity for Great Plains Sinfield's plant, because I guess they do produce the product there, but they still need the urea, right?
You need the urea, and there's a lot, you know, natural gas as well. And we have the products. There's no question. And by the way, on the fertilizer front, there are North American solutions. This is one more reason why, Scott, I keep saying we have got to strategically divorce ourselves from China as well as Russia, because China is another provider of some of these things. And our value chain, our supply chain being so tied to our adversaries is a terrible strategic error that's been made in the past, and we need to correct it going forward.
Speaking of divorcing ourselves from China, would that include finding a way out of a corn milling plant in Grand Forks by Fufeng?
Well, absolutely it would. And, you know, I've been pretty clear about this. We need to do more to strategically decouple from China, and which is why I have dared suggest a court, even a carbon border adjustment mechanism, that we work with our allies to work against our adversaries, not against ourselves, not to raise the price of domestic carbon, but rather to make it more difficult for places like China and Russia to not only send us their energy, but send us a high energy intensive, you know, manufactured products. And I would add to that their money. So, with regard to Fufeng, if you're going to strategically decouple, that means we don't want their investment, and we should be looking at what how Americans invest in China. We ought to be reviewing a lot of those things. So, no, you know, Donald Trump has made a believer out of me when it comes to China.
All right, let's go next to John and Minot. John, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, during Krasin and the Great, they needed some Germans to work in Ukraine. My great-great-grandpa went over there and worked in the Odessa area. And so I decided to go over there and take a look around. And I was amazed on the similarities between that area and North Dakota. I remember you guys talking about that earlier. There were wheat fields. And even at a stand, I had purchased a little trinket and gave them extra. And the lady was so surprised that she gave me a sunflower and said, this is our actual seed. So it's just interesting to see the similarities between that. And I would also like to point out the difference Ukrainians are a lot different than the Russians. You come up to them and you say, "Oh, are you Russian?" They'll correct you on that.
Russian. Yeah.
So,
yeah, it's interesting. Even the languages are aren't identical, and certainly not the dialects. And so, after Ukraine became independent of Russia, as you know, a lot of Russian-speaking areas of Ukraine quickly went back as best they could to speaking their own language as opposed to Russian. Even you're exactly right,
John. Appreciate the call. Well, a good reminder there of why we're doing what we're doing there.
And people, it's complicated, Scott, for sure. I don't ever want to oversimplify it, but one of the things I've often said about Ukraine is that Ukraine is a lot more like the United States than Russia, but Ukraine is more like us than Russia is like us, but Ukraine's an awful lot like Russia as well. And so, they're a fledgling democracy still finding their way. Still some too much influence from oligarchs and others, but they are finding their way, and they're coming to have been moving the right direction toward freedom, and they still have free and open elections, and that matters.
Biggest difference is they elect their crooks, so at least there's
that's why I sometimes say that as well.
I heard that once.
Some people might say that about us.
I heard that once. John and Minot, thank you. Let's get Brian and Williston in here.
Thanks,
you're next,
John.
On What's in Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can, Brian. Go ahead.
Hi, Brian.
I was just wanted to say it's absolutely sickening that we got a president that's up there touting gun control again when we've got the prices of gas that we do and we've got the prices of food that we do. I mean, when are we going to dig our heels in and just tell them enough is enough? We need to do something about this. I mean, yeah, we got a nice price of a barrel of oil, but it's not because we're selling oil to other countries.
No. Brian raised a really important point about the price of oil. The price of oil at this rate isn't good for anybody, including the oil economy, because all it does is it drives down the demand, which is exactly why we should no longer kid ourselves. This administration and their weird fringe, which is pretty much become almost the entire Democratic Party anymore. They love this. They love driving up the price of gasoline and fuel for people because they have this 2050 fantasy. In fact, they have a 2030 requirement in an executive order that all new cars by 2030, 50% of new cars by 2030 would be emissions free. And it's buttoned up against the 2022 reality. And instead of changing course, they double down on dumb, as I like to say. And because it's a strategy for them. It's a goal for them. So you're exactly right. Now, with regard to, digging in our heels are dug in. I mean, the American people are frustrated. There's not enough bizarre activity that they can point to try and shift away from what's hurting people. You cannot pee down someone's back and tell them it's raining and convince them. That's what they're trying to do. He did an op-ed in the Wall Street Journal this week where he said, everything's fine. Don't worry. Everything's good. You're just confused. It's not that bad. Oh, and by the way, here's what I'm doing to remedy it. And then he talked about things that will add to inflation. I don't think they have any desire or any interest. I think they've determined that they're going to lose the next election and they want to do as much damage to America as they can in the process. So it's harder for us to correct course when we do get a president and a Republican majority.
Wrap your mind around that, folks. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Going back to a break. Let me quick text question here. Please ask Senator Kramer if he considers himself ultra-mega. I guess that means, are you in Donald Trump's camp?
I don't know. Yeah. I'm all for the guy, and obviously, like I just said a little bit ago, he has changed the way Republicans and Americans look at things, particularly globalism. And to that degree, absolutely.
More
he's
coming up.
Changed the Republican doctrine.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. We're Puckledge in Valley City, and our tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority. The people of our community are the backbone of our business, and that's why we're honored and dedicated to partner with these local nonprofit organizations and events. It's all about what we can do to make our community a better place to call home. We're Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Tradition, values, and family ties.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. New Buicks, GMCs, many of the used vehicles as well. In fact, when you go to SchwannBuickGMC.com, you can filter it. But it's not just Buicks and GMCs. Maybe you're an F-150 fan. Maybe you want a Subaru Forester. Or maybe you want to go with the 6.2-liter turbocharged Ram 1500 TRX. In my dreams. Love it. Anyway, check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, final segment of the Talk Radio Town Hall every Friday. Senator Kevin Cramer for a full hour taking your calls. We have another South Dakota caller here. We're lots of South Dakota listeners. Last one's from Rapid City. Let's see where this one's from. Where are you calling from, South Dakota, sir?
I'm calling somewhere on the road here between I-29 and Vermilion, South Dakota.
Sounds like Senator John Thune, a colleague of Senator Kevin Cramer's there, by golly.
Oh, no. Hi, John.
How about that? Yeah, I heard Senator Cramer was on it, and I wanted to call and complain about a few things, so I thought this might be my chance.
I avoid him like the plague on the floor. Scott. He's the whip. My God, he's the last guy you want to talk to. He's the disciplinarian in the Republican Party.
Well, Senator, it's good to hear from you. Glad you got a chance to check in with us today. We actually were wondering a question we got asked earlier. Senator Kramer said, we got to ask Thune about this, and it was what ultimately is going to happen with this quote-unquote bipartisan gun control that has us a little worried about. What's your take on what's going to happen?
Well, I mean, I think we'll get a better sense for that next week, Scott. I think that at least the members on our side, the Republican side, I hope know kind of what the limitations are. And, you know, we'll see what they come up with. But I think most of us from this area of the country understand that the solutions that oftentimes get talked about, particularly by the political left in this country, have nothing to do with the problem we're trying to solve. And I think we have to be realistic about, you know, what the country's facing with some of these tragedies, but know full well that a lot of the ideas that are going to come, that our Democrat colleagues in the Senate are going to come up with, aren't going to do anything to help address it.
The other question I was going to ask both of you was Biden's address today from Delaware. I shouldn't say his address. His teleprompter told him that if we pass clean energies, the Clean Energy Act, prices will come down. So this whole price problem will go away if you guys pass the Clean Energy Act. Senator Kramer, I'll ask you first your reaction to that.
Well, that's malarkey. Just the opposite will happen. The only way to pass that is to spend a whole bunch more money that we don't have, which, of course, is the reason we have inflation in the first place. So, no, he's absolutely wrong. And I don't understand why he doesn't, instead of changing course, he always just doubles down on dumb.
Senator Thune?
Yeah, well, and, Kevin's a great leader on these energy issues, and he answered exactly right. I mean, there is no way that you solve America's energy problems absent investing in and encouraging investment more in oil and gas production. You can't solve this. It's not realistic otherwise. And the president and his political base are just whistling in the wind when they talk about everybody being in electric vehicles. It's just not going to happen. And so, you know, we're going to need energy. And I don't know why we'd go to some country run by a dictator to try and get them to increase their energy production so they can send it to the United States. And we have plenty of resources here. And all we have to do is develop it. So it's go ahead. Well, he just and the president and the folks around him just don't get that.
What gets me is that you go past electric cars. Where are the electric locomotives and the electric ships and the electric?
The electric Air Force One.
Trust me, they're working on it. Yeah, they're attempting. They'll find some subsidy for it for sure. Is it tough being a assistant majority leader and a senator from South Dakota, John?
Well, you know, we're a right of center state, and I think we're a right of center country. Unfortunately, sometimes some parts of our country don't always vote that way, but not really. I mean, and I think as Kevin will tell you and John Hoven, we all work together good in a good way. We're all very right of center conservative, looking for solutions. And I think we, you know, this part of the country brings a lot of common sense to the equation when it comes to our, not only our, the legislative, in terms of the challenges we face as a country, but just our politics too. And so I'd like to see more people from our part of the country, not less. But, you know, the Constitution limits how many we can send to Washington.
Senator Kramer, there's a primary in South Dakota on Tuesday. How would you vote if you were a South Dakota rep?
Wow. I'm here. Lost Fargo feed. Well, we got less than a minute left anyway.
Wow.
Oh, we got you back, Scott. Scott?
I got nothing here.
No, they can't hear us.
Okay, good.
Gotcha?
You can hear me now?
Yes. Yes, go.
All right, can you hear me now, Kevin?
This is John. I'm back.
All right, yeah, we lost all of our lines. Just in time to say adios, amigos. We are out of time for the weekend. John, thanks for calling. It was great fun. Thanks for joining the Talk Radio Town Hall with Senator Kramer.
Okay.
That's what we call gremlins, I guess. God bless you, folks. We'll see you Monday on One Sunny Mind. Then it's
whatever AMC car. I'm just kidding.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Beverly, wake up. Stand up. Let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.